Welcome to the cancer prevention seminar. We will, as time is coming, we will. The first part is kind of introduction. Introduction from myself, and then introduction from yourself, and then introduction for the course. What is that is going to happen here? Before we go, I will just introduce a little bit about myself and what is that, why we have this type of course. It started in 2008 that they got a group together in Loma Linda and they want to do a health summit in the West. What did not work, by the way. But there was a couple of things that happened there. First is that the marketing was a little poor. And if you think that the Californians will go to program like that, just giving a flyer in the church, it will not work. So you have to go, you have to promote, you have to go again, and you have to convince the local church. Otherwise, nobody show up. So they did one time, and they never did. But they were looking for someone to do the cancer prevention seminar. I think I know you, huh? Hi, how are you? And so they were looking for us to do this, the cancer prevention. So they got a group of physicians and professors in the school and said, who is working for the Hispanics, who speaks Spanish? And then I was one involved on that, and then they recruited me, and it's supposed to be me and two more doctors. And ended up that the doctors are so busy, it fell on me. And I had to do the program by myself, and I didn't like that at first. So it's too much of a burden here for I have to teach and I have, and so, but I did. And then when I did in California, the next year they invite me to come here, and then I present in Spanish here, and then the thing is start building up, and then I went to other place, and then they asked me to do in English, and then this is the third year that I'm doing that, and I'm enjoying now. So what started with something that we think, well, I'm not into that, it became something that I am excited about, and I have the opportunity to go overseas to do that. So why am I saying that? Not to say, hey, I'm nothing, but just to say that when the Lord gives you something, a task to you, and you don't like, pray about that, because He might go to a place that you never dream about. And you might do more things. And I am in line now to go to Barbados, and I went to Dominican Republic, and I went to I went to Brazil, and so just because I accepted something that I should not accept it. But anyway, so you want to say something?
Are you going to teach in English tonight?
Kind of English, huh? is a English. Port English. You know what's Port English? You have to learn that language. Because I don't speak Spanish. I speak Portuñol. It's a mix of Portuguese with Spanish. Or Espanol. And then I don't speak English. I speak Port English. A mix of Portuguese with English. Sorry about that. So, I am from Brazil. And I am in the United States for about 20 years, except for some years that I spent in Hong Kong. I was the director of health promotion in our two hospitals in Hong Kong. And I originally came from Brazil, where I was working. I work for the church most of the time. I think I have more than 30 years working for the Seventh-day Adventist Church. I was a physician, a doctor, a missionary doctor in Brazil in our hospital, in São Paulo Adventist Hospital. And then we went to a lifestyle clinic like Wimar, Wildwood. And I was the director for 7 years of that clinic. Then I moved to Loma Linda. Then I finished in Loma Linda. I finished my master in public health and doctor in public health. And then that's what I am here. When I went to Hong Kong, and then they called me to go back to Loma Linda, and that's why I am here today. We have 10 sessions that we go over. on different cancers, and then we go over on the results of the seven-day Adventist health study. Then we will go over the myths and truths about cancer. Then we will do the screenings, what are the main screenings, and the main causes of cancer that we know. So we are covering a lot of things in this class. The bad thing is that I have videos for this class, but my videos are all online, and I cannot access because they didn't. Well, I cannot access. Okay, don't make anything worse than that. So, but the videos are written, and then if you want to take copies, you can take. I have handouts and I have CDs for this class, but I have to sell them. I used to give them. And I'll tell you, just for the Spanish seminar, I spent $70 for a bunch of handouts. And I say, hey, I, my wife is going to ask for divorce and all of that if I continue giving this and from my pocket. I work for Loma Linda. I'm not a missionary, but I am in a missionary salary. You know what I mean? I have the handouts here, and then in the break we can discuss a little bit. It's $10 any handouts and $10 for the CD. It's up to you. I mean, you can copy, you can do whatever. But sorry, I usually don't charge anything. But I mean, it's not fair that I am putting a lot of money from my pocket, and then I might not be able to continue doing that too long. But that's the situation. Okay. So coming back to myself, I finished this program, and then the reason that they ask for the cancer is that they have a lot of cancer in the churches, and so our churches are having a bunch of, and nobody is doing anything, and nobody knows anything, and cancer is a disease that takes a long time to be diagnosed, and then when they are diagnosed, many people come to the seminar because they have cancer or they know someone. But when we diagnose it, is already too late most of the time for prevention. And then we have this situation, and the church does not or did not have at the time something to touch or to address those issues. And that's why we have this seminar. That's why they start the seminar there. That's supposed to be just for the West Coast, and then they exported to here. And on that time, it was DeWitt Williams that was a good friend, and he was the one that contracted me to do this program. And so, I introduce you to the course. I introduce you to myself, or myself to you. Now it's about you to speak a little bit, and so I just want to know how many doctors we have in the house, because in the Spanish group we have a lot of doctors. It's tough to talk to doctors. Just joking, okay? I'm a doctor, I understand. But I you guys have to speak up now. It's your turn. Who is going to start? And everyone have to do that. Go ahead. Okay, do we miss anybody? No? Everybody knows each other now? Okay, the first thing I want to tell you is the book that we use for this class, that you, if you want to do a ministry, or if you want to know a little more about cancer, you should have this book here. This is the Bible of Cancer for the community. This is Food, Nutrition, Physical Activity, and the Prevention of the Cancer. We will have a slide for that in a few minutes, and so you can get this. But this book, I have a secret for you. When I was working in Hong Kong, I went to the World Cancer Research Fund. World Cancer Research Fund. Google it. In your country, you might get it for free. I got this for free in Hong Kong because they have an office of the World Cancer Research Fund. If you buy here, it costs $70. $70. I'm not selling it. Don't worry. Fund. So please check in your country. They might have an office or your country office of health office might have a connection, and you might get this at least for a lower price. But in the United States, it cost that much. And this was the first edition was 2003. And now this edition is 2007. Most of what we are doing in this class is based on this book. That's the Bible of Cancer. Why? Because this book is based on the most respected researchers in cancer around the world. And they check all the studies and then the epidemiological studies, and then they classify the cancers according to the main results. So they have a category, but I think I'm not going to find this. They have a category to classify them. If they are sure, they say that all the cancer is they say is not proved, but is almost the case, is almost a cause of cancer. Then they have a second category that says probably, yeah. Then they have a one that is not related, and so when we have something like smoking, we can say that smoking is a cause of cancer. So we don't have a problem with that because we agree with that. The word that they use is convincing. And then probable, and then limited but suggestive, and then unlikely. So, I would advise if you wanna work with this, it would be good to have this book. There is another way to have the book, is to go to the website. I used to reach the book online. But if you are gonna copy this 500 pages online, you are gonna pay almost the same if you wanna copy that. But and you might not have. But if you wanna have a way for you to go and then just consult once in a while, and that's then you could go there and I believe you might have access. So I will give you a homework from today to tomorrow. Go to the website is wcrf.org. wcrf.org. Go there and see if you can access this book in PDF or whatever. wcrf.com.org. I got in Hong Kong. They have an office in Hong Kong. The World Cancer Research Fund, they have an office in Hong Kong. World Cancer Research Fund, wcrf.org. I should. They didn't put my markers. They left me behind today. In the break, I will get this. The author, there is no author. Is a compilation of food. I have this here. Let me put this in the presentation. Excuse me. I didn't start yet, but I guess I started. Eh? Come on, computer. Okay, is this one. Okay, this is the book. Yeah. You have everything there. That's bad, huh? Because my accent is terrible, and then you might not understand that. So this is the place here. So I want you to check the ones that have email, and tomorrow you bring here and tell, well, I was able to get this or not, to access this book online. You don't need to print it, okay, because it's going to be a problem. It's 508 pages. So don't try that, 515 pages. Okay. We went a little beyond this book because we apply the Adventist Health Study. We apply our principles, like when they mention about breast cancer and alcohol. They say here that we should not drink alcohol, but if we drink in moderation, so they are because they have other benefits, as my friend mentioned there. But for us, it's enough. If something is causing cancer, it's like to take a cup with a little bit of arsenic. Well, it's not going to kill you now. You know, it might kill you in 30 years. But it's arsenic. Excuse me. Exactly. Yeah. But cancer is the main argument that we can use as a church against alcohol, because alcohol is a cancer mutagenic substance. It will alter the DNA. So we don't need to worry about that because it is there. We know. Sometimes they mention that breast cancer might be caused because they use deodorant. And there is nothing about that. But they will be concerned about alcohol outside, and they are not concerned about alcohol inside. So you see, we are all twisted here. I will start 10 minutes with my class, and then when it's about 3 o'clock or 3 something, we stop and then we do the breaks. And it's just introduction for a while. You are not going to lose much if you don't have. And this is a picture of the book. And this is still, this is still my family here that I have to introduce you. So this is my oldest son, Mauricio. He looks like a gangbanger, but he is a dental student. He's finishing dental school now. My wife, my daughter, that she is a nurse, she is doing nurse practitioner now, the crazy one that works in the emergency room. And then she's getting married now. I got the message today, 29th of July. Right. So that's the last one. This is the crazy guy here, and this is my middle son that is married. He works with video, and he just got a daughter, and so my first granddaughter, 1 month ago. So I am an abuelo, a grandfather here. Proud of the Alana. I was trying to get her, the picture of her, but it didn't work. I have to have a good one, not any picture, okay? But until the end of the thing, I will get it. So I'm looking for my presenter, but I have to ask because it's not gonna work like that. No, this is messed up, huh? Okay. So other researchers that you have this book here. If you want to work with smoking, if you have anything on smoking, this is another Bible of smoking. I use that for my class. I teach a smoking cessation course. And then this has all the information about smoking that you can imagine, history and in the world. And this book, how many chemical substances we have in cigarette smoking? Let's see if you can get it right. Huh? 4,000. Who gives more? It's more than 4,000. Huh? You are smart, huh? It's 4,800. But then they have 500 and extra that some companies use some other things added to that. But we are going to get that. This information in this book, but we are going to talk about that. Go ahead. $1.38, 2007. Because they have 2006 and 2007. But you have that? Great. You are on your own. $1.38. So please buy one for me. It's cheaper than my handouts here. I can't believe that. They have to be careful. Then they charge you $30 to shipping. Eh? shipping. The tobacco atlas is another one that is good for smoking and has something on cancer. This one you can download in this if you go to this place. And I have already downloaded in the CD. So if you buy the CD, you have this there. I was trying to download that one, but it's too big for it. And then I didn't do that. So, yeah, I think... I think we still have this one. We still have... This is the places that we use in the United States for major information about cancer screening and cancer causes. So this is the American Cancer Society. This is the website. I come here with my bag full of flyers from American Cancer Society and PASS. And this year, just to come here, I have to pay $25 for an extra luggage. So you have to bring the materials from American Cancer Society. It would take a lot. But please, if you are in the United States, go to your local chapter. And you get whatever you need, videos and cancer material, cancer flyers and information for free. They give to you, American Cancer Society. If you are not in the States, you can go to the site and you can get the information that you have. It's not a format, but you can always copy and paste. This is public. This is for the public. They will not. I talked to the lady there. You can use whatever material they have there. So this is a good one. So the National Cancer Institute also have materials, so don't forget. But they mostly are online, the materials. So if you need more materials, go to that one. Then you have others that are for research. The Mayo Clinic has someone. For international cancer, you have the WHO. And then the Harvard School of Medicine also gives some good information about cancer that is available. So now that we have internet, we don't need it to go anywhere. We just go to the internet and have everything there. Isn't that amazing? Well, unless you don't like internet. Okay, so this is the mortality cancer according to some populations here. You might not have your country there. But those are the ones that have a higher mortality rates in the world. So the worst is Denmark, and the easiest this is Finland. So most of the time we should check what they are doing, that they have a lower rate, even though this is not that low. But what we see here is that most of the countries are getting with the same rates. The difference is very minimal. But you see the worst there in the corner there. Canada is almost there, huh? These guys are from Canada, yeah. And then UK, Ireland, and Netherlands, and Denmark. So why is that cancer is such a disease of the developed world? Lifestyle. So to answer your questions again, why we have more prostate, why we have more breast cancer, we can answer by this. As we modernize, we get to more unnatural environments. But not so much unnatural, but our lifestyle become unnatural. We sit more. You know that in the beginning of history of study, the teacher would sit here and you guys would be standing up? Now the reverse. I mean, I am doing the exercise and I'm happy with that. I'm sorry about you guys. But you see, we move, we change things to facilitate our life. And then the only exercise that we do is this one. And now they are saying that the computer might receive information. They put some electrodes in your head and you think and you can type with thinking. Can you believe that? Or at least you can speak. This is already ready. You can have a program, a software, you speak and they type for you. So what they are going to do? I mean, even this exercise, they're not going to... Yeah? They know that fidgeting spends 10 calories per hour. So it's something changed. Cancer is the main cause of death in the world. 7.4 million in 2004, 13% of deaths. Estimates for 2030, 12 million. Smoking is the main risk factor for cancer. When I finished my medical school in 1978, guess what was the main cause of death in the world? Anybody? The main cause of death in the world in 1978. Heart disease? No. Infections? We are in the way of infections here. What kind of infection? No. Yeah, well, you're getting close. It's diarrhea. It's cholera and typhoid thing, but was diarrhea. Because in the third world, people were more being were killing more because of infections that took over the rest of the world, and we didn't have much cancer on that time in the Western. Now, the countries developed in such a way that those countries that used to have diarrhea, they still have diarrhea, but the other cancer and heart disease increased at the same level. And now we have these as a result. The main cause of death in the world is cancer. I was invited one day to go to Nigeria. And the guy told me, we need to do a lifestyle program in Nigeria. And say, Nigeria? So are you sure you are asking me to go? I deal with obesity, with metabolic syndrome, and cholesterol, diabetes, smoking, and things like that. I mean, smoking, but not cancer. He said, no, that's what we want. Because in Nigeria, in the cities, that's what we have. Those cancer and heart disease. But in the country, we have the diarrhea, the flu, the cholera, the tuberculosis, and malaria. That's in the country. But in the cities, we are Americans. So, unfortunately, this is what is happening. So, no doubt that you guys are going for the right thing and focusing on disease. One more reason to have a health ministry focus on disease is that it's easy to attract the people outside. When they ask us, well, should we do a new start? We say, okay, but what is new start? What the people hear about new start? New start, they will say, well, a new start in the sky? The new start, not the new start. But I remember I was in Hong Kong, and then I discussed this because I was very involved in the church. I did the health evangelism directly there, straight. We have a church that we did seminars every month, and we have a strong program. But I told them, well, we are going to focus on diseases. Because then we attract the people. And so it's a diabetes seminar. We put the new start in the back, and then we go for that. That's what we apply. But we call the disease because people will be attracted to that. But if you put new start, they have to know what is new start first. And then they will know new start, Adventist, vegetarian. Oh, I don't know. You see, that doesn't sound good to me. You see, we block the way, but that's my opinion, okay? Don't tell Dr. Handysides and Katja Heiner about that. I mean, it's my opinion. But I belong to American College of Lifestyle Medicine. Ooh. I don't know what happened there. But at least we have the slides here. So they ask us, would you like to consider focus your program on lifestyles or focus on disease? What was my question? I'm in the board. I told them, hey, focus on disease. We have more to work with disease than lifestyle. So if you put exercise only, and then you have to deal with the diseases that are related to exercise. But if you go in stress, you don't talk because it's exercise. If you focus on the disease, you can reach, and then you can make the bridge for spirituality. Because stress is all related to any disease. And then stress is the bridge that the brother is mentioned. You can have a comprehensive approach when you consider disease. That's why cancer is one that we can use the most. We have to be careful with one thing. My first seminars about cancer attracted a lot of terminal patients. So you have to be prepared for that. If you offer a cancer prevention seminar, then the guy is sitting down and says, "Oh, I have stomach cancer metastasized to this and to this and this. What can I do, doctor?" And say, "Ooh." So we can pray for this, but it's not easy to deal with the stress. So just be prepared for that. You might have still in the world people that are not going to be attracted to the word cancer immediately. But they will if they have a relative. So every single family, I am brave to say that, every single family in the world might have one person in the family that has cancer or have had cancer. So it's something that can appeal for them to come for a lecture. Can you go to the second then? The main killers, it looks like it's just our light that is off because outside is working. Nobody touch anything, huh?
No.
It should not be here. Or something. It's outside. Well, anyways, we will have the break and then we will check it out. So those are the main cancers that we have in the world. You see that the first one is still smoking related. The second one is like that because of the Asia. Most of the smoking stomach cancer are in either China or Japan and Korea. Then we have intestinal cancer, liver and breast cancer. So those are the five ones more common. For us in the Western world, is stomach cancer is not that frequent. And neither liver cancer, because liver cancer is also frequent in Asia. Like in Hong Kong, many people are HBV positive. They have the HBV virus. It's common on that. And then we are left with lungs, intestinal, and breast. And then we should have prostate here. But it's not that prostate cancer is very common, but does not kill too much as these ones. And that's it. And many times when we see a person dying from prostate cancer, I remember in my church, the guy died with prostate cancer and he has 90 years old. So why did you put that he died from prostate cancer? Forget about that. He died, but maybe he died with prostate cancer. No, not by or
many people.
Yeah, that's true. Okay, let's have a break now.
This media was produced by Audioverse for the NAD Health Summit. If you would like to learn more about the NAD Health Summit, please visit www.nadhealthsummit.com. Or if you would like to listen to more free online sermons, please visit www.audioverse.org.